I'm Jen White. Every Thursday, we look at Michigan politics with Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Susan, Mayor Dave Bing yesterday announced that he and the Detroit City Council have come to an agreement on the city's 2012-2013 budget. The mayor is also attending the Mackinac Policy Conference, but he's avoided telling reporters outright whether he plans to run for re-election. Now, Mayor Bing's tenure in office has received mixed reviews. Susan, when he was elected, he had a lot of support from the business community. Does he still have that support now?
Well, if you believe what Nolan Finley wrote in his Detroit News column, apparently not so much anymore. But yeah, I mean, he had a nice, however brief, honeymoon period when business leaders and Republicans were really enthusiastic because there was finally a businessman in the mayor's mansion. And, you know, given the depth of Detroit's problems and, you know, perhaps the mayor's lack of political experience, that honeymoon period ended pretty quickly. And I wouldn't be surprised now if people would like a fresh face.
Ken, some people question Detroit voters' choice of leaders when we talk about the problems the city has. But the business community threw support not just behind Mayor Bing, but also behind former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. So if we're looking at leadership choices, there's some shared responsibility here between voters and the business community.
Well, the business community has got to be pretty frustrated at this point, because as you pointed out, they not only supported Dave Bing, but also former Mayor Kilpatrick, and then before that, former Mayor Archer, and really the results weren't all that good. So yes, I think they do bear some responsibility, but they also have a high level of frustration, and I think they're going to be extremely cautious about the next election.
But Susan, how much of it is business responsibility towards Detroit, and how much of it is protecting business opportunity in Detroit or business interests in Detroit?
Well, I'm not sure that you can really separate one from the other. I mean, obviously, if you don't have a healthy Detroit, it's going to be hard for businesses to have confidence to move in or to stay there. And certainly it's not just a concern for businesses right directly in the city of Detroit. It's a concern for businesses all around the metro area, you know, Oakland County, Macomb County, and beyond.
Ken, is the expectation that any single mayor is going to be able to come in and fix Detroit realistic, just at a basic level? That person has to work with the city council. There's now a consent agreement with the state, and there are serious ongoing fiscal issues that affect every part of how the city functions. So how much should people expect from that office?
Well, I'm not even sure that the current consent agreement is going to work. And I think that's kind of a lingering thought in the back of the minds of the business community and probably Governor Snyder himself. There's a real question whether the current consent agreement is going to work and whether or not the city of Detroit can keep itself out of bankruptcy. But yes, I mean, the expectation of a mayor or a governor or a president is probably all too high. But on the other hand, you can't really walk away from it. I mean, I think that's the business community's sense. They can't walk away from the city of Detroit because the implications about bankruptcy or fiscal insolvency or fiscal instability in Detroit reverberate beyond its borders to other places around the metro area and to Lansing itself.
Susan Demas is political analyst at Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.